From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Caroline Halter. A weekend power outage at Juneau's Eagle Crest ski area left about 200 skiers temporarily dangling. The Juneau Empire reported that chairlifts that use power from Alaska Electric Light and Power shut down Sunday morning during an outage caused by a squirrel. All skiers reached the ground after 45 minutes, and no one was injured. The owner of a leaking underwater pipeline has reduced the amount of natural gas spewing into Alaska's Cook Inlet by about half. Hillcorp Alaska LLC over the weekend lowered pressure in the line. Hillcorp says the leak will be cut by 85,000 to 115,000 cubic feet of processed natural gas per day. The company is waiting for ice to clear and expects to deploy divers within 10 days to repair the pipeline. Uzinki has requested emergency assistance after a dam in the city on Spruce Island was damaged by ice. The Kodiak Daily Mirror reports Uzinki Mayor Dan Clarion said in an email last week that shifting ice damaged a gate valve, resulting in complete draining of the reservoir. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order Tuesday that he says would revive the coal industry and create jobs. The move makes good on his campaign pledge to unravel former President Barack Obama's plan to curb global warming. Environmental activists, including former Vice President Al Gore, denounced the plan. But Trump says the effort is about, quote, bringing back our jobs, bringing back our dreams, and making America wealthy again. Trump's move is unlikely to turn around the coal industry anytime soon. Experts say coal's biggest problem isn't pollution, but cheap and abundant natural gas. Also, mining has become more automated and needs fewer workers than it once did to extract a given amount of coal. A Russian billionaire who is close to President Vladimir Putin said he is willing to take part in U.S. congressional hearings to discuss his former business relationship with President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. Oleg Deripaska says he's making the offer to defend his reputation and name. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Obamacare will stay in place after House Republicans failed to pass an alternative last week. McConnell indicated there are no plans in the Senate to take up the issue. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. We're live and we're local.